G'day and welcome to another episode of the Luke's Lowdown podcast, where I, your host, Luke Taberski, share stories, insights, and tips from what life has really taught me, if I'm honest. So today, being the third episode of the Luke's Lowdown podcast, I was thinking, right, I want to do something like really upbeat and, you know, because the podcast is still early, I really wanted to get it off to a flying start, and the support so far has been amazing. So I want to say thank you for each and every one of you who have listened and shared it all across social media. It's been amazing. But in reality, I thought, I want to be real. I want to be honest, and I want to be open on the Luke's Lowdown podcast. And I thought, this is a great opportunity to talk about something that I'm struggling with right now. And that's confidence. And I think it's something that we all struggle with at some time in our life. And I think definitely confidence is something that comes and goes. But we learn how to improve it and how to gain more confidence and learn how to deal with the times and the struggles that we have when we lose our confidence. So those of you who know me personally, or those of you who know me via social media, or just know what I do, may feel or think that I'm an extremely confident person. And I agree, I am. I'm very confident in my own abilities and myself. But I'm human, believe it or not, like everyone else. And at this point in time, right now, I'm really struggling with my confidence as an athlete, but also just my self-confidence. Now, where has this come from? Now, I think that's the first thing for many of us, to actually understand where a lack of confidence originates from, or if there has been something in life that has knocked our confidence or lowered it. And we have to identify what that is and where that's come from. And for me, it's been the 500 man. You know, I spoke about this in the previous podcast, where I was really disappointed in what happened and how it happened. I've made peace with it, but it's made me question my ability as an athlete. And also, it's questioned me personally as what I do. And also just my self-confidence has really been knocked from not completing the 500 man and all that went with it. So I've had, you know, just over a week and a half now to think about things, and it's not like, oh, well, I know I didn't finish it and I know I'm still the same athlete and just get on with it and that's fine. As we all know, when we get a bit of a knock to our confidence, it's not as simple as that. Now, I looked at the 500 man, my 500 kilometer triathlon that I was going to complete a little while ago, as something that I'd already done the distance of. So I knew what I was getting myself into, and my training was relatively good. And to not complete as much of it as I would have liked, and also as not as much of it as what my training had been. You know, I was doing 200 kilometer bike rides and I stopped at 240 on the bike leg. So it's not like I pushed myself so much further than I'd ever gone before. Yes, granted it was the heat and I swam and all the rest of it, and I spoke about it in the previous podcast, but that, you know, sometimes logic, and this is, I think, a point that I really want to make. Just because you can logically explain why something happened doesn't mean it's not going to have an effect on your confidence or on yourself. Does that make sense? I logically know the reason why, to a degree, I got pulled off the bike because it was unsafe to ride was because of the heat. That was the main reason. Not because I wasn't fit enough, not because I didn't prepare, not because I was going too fast, not because my heart rate was too high. It was none of that. the main reason was the heat. Now, I can acknowledge that and I can appreciate that, but it still literally derailed my confidence as an endurance adventurer, as an athlete, as my ability to push myself mentally, physically, swimming, cycling, and running as a whole. And I've really battled for the last week and a half to think about what's next. Should I keep pushing myself physically and mentally? Should I keep doing these big challenges? Or do I need to really scale them down to do something that maybe can build my confidence up because I can complete it, and do something that, in a nutshell, play smaller? You know, because I play big when I do these adventures and in life. Like, I go after these things that many people haven't done before, or anyone has never done before, or very few people even think about. And that has been me for a long time, actually my whole life. So I have been battling with the thoughts of, well, maybe I'll just do something smaller and play within my comfort zone. And that has really shaken me up mentally. So there's been that side of the physical, I guess, the athlete side. And there's also been the personal side, where I worked very hard to organize the 500 men. I got sponsors on board, which I'm extremely appreciative for. I'd organized it. I got a crew. I got the guys from Physique Media to come to film it, and done all this stuff. Organized the route and liaised with people I needed to. And then it didn't happen. And so personally, it's a bit like, what was the whole point? As I said, logically, it doesn't make any sense. But my ability to organize things, and just my personal confidence of, well, I said I was going to achieve something and I didn't. Whether it's a kick to the ego, or whether it's just been that, it's really dug in deep inside of me and dragged me down. Now, alongside with my confidence being knocked back a bit, and I'm questioning. I've got questions of doubt floating around in my head. As an athlete, as what I'm doing in terms of my business and my brand, with everything that I do, speaking, coaching, mindset coaching, consulting, all of that stuff. Now, there are questions of doubt. Do I really know what I'm talking about? Because if I can't complete this 500 man challenge, you know, do really people want to listen to me, and will they look at me as a not a professional in what I do? And yes, I talk about not worrying or listening to what other people think, but when it's being detrimental to my own thoughts, you know, I have to acknowledge these, because it helps me move forward, which I'm going to get into in a second. So I've got all these questions of doubt as an athlete, and personally as well. And that's what I've been battling with for the last week and a half. And I really believe we all have this at some stage in our lives. And I've acknowledged it. And I think that's the first step, for me at least, and I think for a lot of people, is acknowledging that we have these questions of doubt in our ability to achieve. So then what do we do about this? How can we improve our confidence, increase it? Stop listening to those negative thoughts in our head, which I've had a lot. And it's been very difficult to not let my mental health dip. You know, I've talked about my battle with depression for many, many years now. And one of the great things that I do pat myself on the back about is, I can see myself when I start slipping down that dark rabbit hole. It's not pretty when I get there, but I see the signs. I see the signs. I withdraw. I start having these negative thoughts, dark negative thoughts, and I just feel like I'm really lethargic and the world is caving in on me. And when I see that, I stop and I start to talk to people. So I speak to my wife about things and I don't let myself drag myself down this hole. And that may make sense, it may not. This is how I deal with it. So I've been very confident in my ability to not let my mind go down that dark avenue. But still, I have questions of doubt about my confidence in my athletic ability, and just my self-confidence has been quite low after the 500 man, questioning everything. And the way that I look at how I think we all can improve our confidence across anything that we do, and what I'm going to work on over the next couple of weeks. And you know, I've made peace with my mind. I had a big adventure coming up that I am removing. I'm canceling it. I hadn't announced anything. I may do it some other time, but I'm literally taking the rest of the summer in 2018 off. I have a cool event coming up in September of 2018, the end of September 2018, which I'll announce when I can. It's with a brand I'm working with, and it's an event, and it's going to be great fun. I'm part of this event. But I'm going to take the next 2 months to just really focus on building up my confidence, both mentally and also physically, with working on some strength work in the gym as an athlete, something I've stupidly neglected over the last 3 or 4 months, and just really sort of build up my confidence in my body and build up the confidence in my mind as an athlete and also personally over the next couple of months, where I'm going to focus on just a couple of things, but also getting back to basics on the self-improvement side of things. Now, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? Because the whole point of the Luke's Lowdown podcast is, one, for me to be real, two, tell you some stories into my life and give you some insights. And I want to give you actionable takeaways that you can use in everyday life. And yeah, because it's all, for me, it's all about teaching others what life has taught me. And I want to give you something to take away so you can think about. So we're talking about losing confidence and how can we improve that. And the first thing I want you to think about is acknowledging that you are losing or you have lost some confidence. Self-confidence, body confidence, confidence in your ability, all of that. Acknowledge it. Okay, own it. And you can be vocal about it. You can tell people, you can make yourself accountable. That's great. If you're not quite there, play with the idea of maybe making yourself accountable by talking to people, a coach, a loved one, a spouse, family member, a friend, whoever. But I think acknowledging it and then being accountable to that, that's the first step. And for me, how I'm going to improve my confidence is across two things: preparation and consistency. I truly believe that if you prepare and you be consistent in your actions, then that increases your confidence. Now, how am I going to do this? I can't give you all the examples of how you can increase your confidence. I can only give you an idea of how I'm going to do it in terms of my preparation and then being consistent with that. So my preparation over the next 2 months are going to be really understanding what my mind and my body needs. So I'm taking the next week or two to really be in tune with my body. I will start to do some basic movement exercises to see what my body needs. I'll be having some treatment with my great medical team at Symmetry Performance, so they can tell me this is what we need. So I'm doing some research and doing some preparation to understand what my body needs. And then I'll start to be consistent in my approach of what I'm going to be doing to help build my physical confidence. And bit by bit, I've done the preparation where I know what needs to be done. And then it's about being consistent in taking action, really. So personally, what I'll be doing is I'm preparing, using my preparation key, is I'm preparing to understand what it is I need to do right now. So I've got loads of great ideas and big ideas, but is that what I need to focus on right now? So right now I need to focus on several things, like one being my book that's coming out in the autumn. So I need to finalize that and make sure that's sorted. And I've got a few other projects that I have coming up for the rest of this year that I need to prepare and make sure that they're ready to do. And then I need to be consistent with my actions, to just day by day, week by week, keep ticking them off. And I think preparing and then being consistent, that is what increases your confidence. Because if you understand what needs to be done, and then you consistently try and achieve them, you go and do something once, you go and do something twice, and the third and fourth time, it becomes a little bit easier than that first or second time. That first time you try and do something, it's so hard. You don't have the confidence. You're not sure if you're going to be able to do it. But the more you do something, the more consistent you do something, the easier it becomes. We all know that. We were taught that as a kid. We learned that as a kid. Okay? And if you know you've done the preparation, if you know you've done the work, you understand what needs to be done, the research, and you have it all laid out in front of you, figuratively or literally, then all you have to do is take that step and do it. And then take another one. And then take another one. And that can be difficult, but I want you to rely on knowing that you've done the preparation, and that's what I'm going to be doing. Knowing that I've done the preparation, knowing that I know what needs to be done, whether it's in the gym or with my business. This is what I need to do. There's nothing else I need to focus on, just this. These are the steps of how I'm going to achieve what I need to do. And now it's about being consistent with my actions, step by step by step. And that's the plan of how I'm going to increase my confidence. And a little side thing to finish off with, because I do want to keep the Luke Slowdown podcast to not too long, is about habits. I think confidence and creating habits, I think they go hand in hand. You know, please let me know if you don't think that. But if we create good habits, then I feel like this is going to be something that can increase our confidence. And increasing your confidence and developing habits, I think it's very, very, very similar approach. So for me, to develop a habit, to remove a habit, whether it's good or bad, okay, think about this, whether it's good or bad, just a habit, okay? Let's even remove that. There are no good or bad habits. We're just talking about to developing or removing something that you do almost in a subconscious state. You do without thinking. You know how to do it. So whether that's all of a sudden you binge watch Netflix or you eat a whole tub of ice cream, some may call that a bad habit. I'm just throwing it out there. Or you go to the gym every day, or you know, you eat healthy. That may be good habits for people. The way that I look at developing habits or removing them is being consistent with my actions. Okay, we talked about that, improving your confidence, but being consistent in your actions and disciplined in your approach. So if you want to create a habit, you've got to be consistent doing something. If you want to eat a healthy breakfast every morning, so it starts with that first morning. Be consistent. The first morning, you eat a healthy breakfast. Okay? And your action is you actually make that breakfast and it's healthy, and then you eat it, and the next day you try and do it again, the next day you do it again, maybe the third day you fall off the wagon and you have donuts for breakfast. Okay, that's okay, but acknowledge that's not being consistent with your actions. Now if you want to remove your habits, bad habits, let's say you eat donuts for breakfast, you have to be consistent with taking those donuts out of your breakfast and putting something else in. So you're being consistent with your actions of removing donuts from your breakfast. Okay, so it's exactly the same thing. For me, being consistent with your actions is the first step of creating good habits. And it's the same thing with confidence. And the other part of developing habits or removing habits is being disciplined in your approach. So it's great for a week you want to remove donuts, as we're just going to go along with this, donuts from your breakfast. You're being consistent and you have to be disciplined. So you can't just go, well, I'm not eating donuts for breakfast, but I'm going to put them somewhere else in the day. Is that going to help you get to your long-term goals? And is that going to help remove those habits? No, you're just putting it somewhere else. So you've got to be disciplined in your approach after you've been consistent with your actions. Okay, it's the same with removing or putting something in. You've got to be disciplined. If your plan is to go to the gym every day, then you do that for a month, and then you're like, couldn't be bothered now, I've done it for a month. Well, is that being disciplined? And also, when you're at the gym, are you being disciplined with what you're doing? Going to the gym, you're being consistent with your actions, but disciplined in your approach to those actions. So the quality of work you're doing in the gym. If you're taking donuts out of your breakfast, so you're being consistent with your actions to remove a bad habit. But then if you're being truly disciplined, you want to add fresh food, a good healthy breakfast, not just adding something else that's bad. Okay, if you're trying to remove that bad habit as breakfast. So this is how I'm going to try and improve my confidence, not just as an athlete, but also personally. And as I said, overall, I'm a very confident person. I'm very confident in my ability as an athlete and as a human being and as a businessman with what I'm trying to achieve. But I also said I am human. And at times, my confidence takes a beating and gets knocked down. But I know, I've acknowledged it now, I've drawn a line in the sand, and I'm willing to do the work. Because everything that we want to achieve in life, bottom line, in my opinion, is we have to be willing to do the work. And right now, I am. It's not going to be easy, it's not going to be simple, but I know if I want to be the best version of Luke Taberski that I know I can be, that I can foresee in the future, that I have to spend the time to improve my confidence. And that's going to be with preparation and consistency, and to remove and add some good habits from being consistent with my actions and disciplined in my approach. And on that note, I'm going to leave you all to the rest of your day. Thanks very much for listening to another episode of the Luke Slowdown. And remember, guys, be you and be real.